Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning there, Mike. Why are you laughing?
Because you're just staring at me. You're staring a hole right through me.
I'm so excited. We have to talk about the bell to start the show. We have to. I demand it.
Let me remind everybody that we are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, and we have a little hotel bell.
We do. And oh man, I like that. The concierge bell.
Right. And why do we need to talk about it?
Because you got mad at me last show. You guys can listen in the archives, and you said I used it too much.
The idea is we have this bell.
That was well done.
And when you make a point,
a great point.
A great point, we ring the bell.
A concierge level type knowledge point.
But what happened last time?
You said I used it too much, but I just think we made that many great points. And mainly I was ringing the bell for the guests who were making great points. Oh. So you and I, apparently, our relationship's a little bit in tatters here.
We'll work through that today. Next show we'll have a relationship expert.
Maybe so.
But today we're actually going to kind of go outside our lane.
That's
because
right.
Typically we talk to B2B businesses.
Yes, we do.
Today we're going to talk to a couple organizations with some great causes. And our first one is Claire Dees. And Claire is with Spectrum Autism Support Group. Good morning, Claire. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I had no idea how much fun this was going to be to join you guys today.
Getting started, Claire. It's going to get better from here.
We've only scratched the surface so far. But tell us all about Spectrum Autism Support Group. What's your organization's all about?
Okay. Well, I love talking about Spectrum Autism Support Group. First thing I always say is we're much more than just a support group. We started in 1998. The co-founder of the group, another mom, had come to the Gwinnett County School System and said, "Why isn't there a support group for parents with children with autism? I need help." They said, "You know, it's a great idea. We'd love to help you with that. But we think parents should run a parent support group, not the school system. But we'll do all we can to help you." And she said, "I'm a single mom. There's no way I could do this by myself." And they said, "We know a mom who might be willing to help you," and connected us. And the rest is truly history. Our very first meeting, 100 people showed up.
Wow.
No doubt there was need for support in Gwinnett County. And families begin to share, what do they want? What do they need? More than support, they needed summer programs, camps, respite, after school care. And we realized there were a lot of gaps in our community for services for individuals with autism and their families.
So while it started through the school system since 1998, it has grown outside the school system to include a lot of different services.
Absolutely. So the school system allowed us to use facilities and help share information with students to send home about the meetings, and we quickly outgrew their facilities and spaces. So we now use local churches, mm-hmm. and the First Baptist Church of Duluth currently hosts our monthly meetings, been very generous to support us. With over 100 people in a meeting, we need a lot of space. Mm-hmm. We do breakout sessions at our monthly meetings, so we have a meeting with general educational information. We'll have a breakout for dads. We'll have a breakout for parents of preschool and newly diagnosed children, parents raising adult children with autism. We have even a group in Spanish only, because our community is very diverse and we have a lot of Latino families who don't speak English. And now we've developed our brochure in Spanish and in Korean as well.
For those people who are listening who do not have a child on the spectrum, or for those people who are listening who do, but they've never thought about, they are in where you guys were before 1998 of, I don't even know what's out there. Let me ask this question. What are the top two or three services that get used most often or first, or, you know, what are the big, I could ask you what are all the services and we'd be talking for probably 45 minutes, but what are some of the main ones that somebody who's just interacting would go, ooh, oh yeah, I definitely have a need there?
So in addition to the monthly support group meetings, we have as our largest program, our summer camp program. So typically we serve 75 to 80 kids from ages 4 up to 30. We serve all age and ability in all of our programs. So the camp program this summer is a little smaller due to COVID, but we do social skills groups year-round. We have a drama club, a technology club. Social skills is a lifelong learning issue for people with autism. So all of our programs focus on social skills. So even our parents often become isolated socially. So our family events are our next largest thing. We do family events every month. They're free. We look for local sponsors, and we have fishing days. We have holiday parties, pool parties, and partner with local businesses, local organizations to make those happen. And over 200 or 300 people come out always for these judgment-free, fun family days where parents can connect with other parents. And then one of my favorite projects is our Spectrum Community Inclusion Project, where we provide free training for local businesses like the Aurora Theater or a church who wants to have a special needs ministry. Anyone who wants to learn how to better include families and individuals with autism, we have free webinars, free face-to-face training, because we feel it's that important for our families to be included in the community.
Claire, looking at the notes here, and it looks like you've been serving over 1,500 families so far. And you mentioned camps and education and training and things like that. Those things cost money. You did mention quickly there you have sponsors. Our audience is businesses out there. So how can some of the businesses out there that are listening today support this and become a sponsor? And what does that entail?
Okay, so we have developed a lot of great sponsorship opportunities for these events that we have. You can be an exclusive sponsor. You can have a table, you can speak for a few minutes to families, give away any kind of tchotchke stuff you want to give away. We love having an exclusive sponsor for a family event for $500. You are the exclusive sponsor. A lot of website and social media attention with that. In addition to that, though, we have monthly meetings that cost us over $1,000 a month to put on those meetings. Part of that's paying for childcare for the children so the whole family can attend. So we have been taking on sponsors to sponsor a monthly meeting, and they can have a breakout session to speak. Local banks love doing it. They can talk about their services. Someone in financial planning is a great fit. So people who have something to share that might encourage our parents and educate them in any areas that might be helpful as they raise a child with autism are best possible sponsors, but anyone can sponsor. I have insurance agencies that are like, I just want to do this because I think this is meaningful work, and then they get their name out there as well. So for $500 a month, you can do a monthly meeting, and people line up to take those opportunities. We're booked all the way through December now with sponsors. So.
Nothing bad can come from having your name associated supporting autism. Outside of writing a check, and of course money is the big thing that makes the wheel turn, are there other things that businesses can help to that you're looking for?
Absolutely. So we have a wish list on our website where if people want to donate things like even copy paper, we welcome things like that. We need snacks and drinks sometime for summer camp or the monthly meeting. So sometimes people might want to do in-kind donations, and we love that. Absolutely love that. We love volunteers. We use over 650 volunteers every year. So we have a link on our website where you can sign up to volunteer in any area that appeals to you. And that really makes our work happen, having that kind of volunteer. Our biggest event is the Georgia Race for Autism and Fall Festival. It's always the first Saturday of October at the Gwinnett Fairgrounds. It's a great sponsorship opportunity, but it's also a great way to get your business involved to come out and help set up on Friday the day before. Do some giving back in the community. We line up with Gwinnett Great Days of Service so that people can sign up on their website as well. And a lot of time those volunteers get out, find out who we are and what we're doing, and then they're like, what else can we do during the year? And we love that, people that want to volunteer on a year-round basis. Maybe come out to a family event, just help with an egg hunt. Help serve refreshments, you know, whatever is needed. So
we're speaking with Claire D. She's with the Spectrum Autism Support Group. Two quick questions. First one's very easy to answer. Your area of service, obviously we're in Gwinnett County. Does it stretch beyond Gwinnett County? Is it most of the metro area? Talk about your reach real quick.
I'm glad you asked that question, because we did start just in our focus was Gwinnett.
Yeah.
Gwinnett is a very large county, and we have a very large autism population. But when you look around the metro area, unfortunately, there are not a lot of support groups like Spectrum. So people come drive an hour and a half to come to a monthly meeting, to come to bring a child to camp. And then we do overnight camps up at Camp Twin Lakes in Winder. So people come not just from the state of Georgia, but they come from other states even to attend that overnight week-long, because there are not a lot of camps in our southeast area specific just to autism. And all our staff are trained in the field of autism.
So that leads me to my second question. So you right now you are operating mostly in Gwinnett, but I can hear there is such a need and therefore a desire. So one of the big needs is to try and copy what's happened here with Spectrum and Gwinnett in other areas. What are some of the other big needs? Because when we ask a business owner, hey, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? There are business goals, and it shifts a little bit with what you're doing, because I think your growth is what are the needs that we haven't been able to really help with that are there in the future. So what are the things you'd like to see Spectrum be able to do that maybe it can't do right now?
We just did a needs assessment this year to kind of see what are families looking for? What do they see as the needs in our community? And everyone came back saying, you need a place, you need a facility. So we would love to have a building. We don't really have the funds to purchase a building or rent a building now. We share spaces. I work out of my home to run the organization. So somebody might just want to donate a building, and we could make that happen, to have a place to do our trainings, to expand our programs, to do the after school, and to do more programming. We are sharing our model across the state. The state of Georgia has taken an interest in what we're doing and realizes there is a need for other groups like ours. I can't run them all over the state, but I can teach other people how to do it. So right now there are 4 pilots happening across the state, and we're teaching them how do you use local facilities like your local church or school. But as we grow, we realize we could be a center, a hub here in Gwinnett. You know, they have Parks and Rec has senior centers. I'm like, why don't we have a disability focused center? I speak up at all of their events saying we need one of these, but if I had a facility, I could use it for recreation and more.
Well, and those Parks and Rec have facilities that could be used more for special needs. I mean, absolutely.
And we do partner with them, and we train all of their summer camp staff so that they can handle individuals with autism.
That's great.
Claire, you're the executive director with Spectrum Autism Support Group. I want to ask you a little bit about you. Not so much your background, just you and how you got to where you are today, but what is it that makes this your calling, your mission? How does it connect to you? Talk about the feelings you get by the great work you're doing in our community.
So I had a son with autism. I have 3 children, 3 adult children, and my son with autism 8 years ago, he passed away of a heart attack. Mm. He had a lot of challenges with autism, required a lot of support and service, and so I had to learn to be an advocate. I had to learn to get involved with my school system, even with my legislators, to get what he needed so that we could keep him at home and help him have a meaningful life living with his family. So when he was around 10 is when Spectrum started. I thought at this point maybe I can share what I've been through to help others. Had no idea that Spectrum was going to become what it is today, but it has become my passion to help other families and to encourage those in our community to not just accept people with autism, but to embrace them and include them in employment, in any kind of church activities, anything in our community that they would feel welcome and understood. I think a lot of people now know what autism is, but they haven't quite learned how to accept people with autism.
That's got to be comforting, I just want to say, because people that are going through that with their families, you're going through it as well and did go through it, so there's a connection there.
Absolutely.
You know exactly how they're feeling, and it gives them some comfort as well.
I think that that connection word you said is really the critical piece, because we all need to be connected in our communities, and people with autism actually love being connected. They just don't know how somehow to do that. So their parents sometimes become a little isolated, keeping them separate from other people. When we see these large turnouts at our meetings and events, that is the thing that makes me smile, is seeing those families connect with one another and realize they're not doing this alone. Other people are living this life and on the same journey. And we learn more from other parents than from any professional. They can tell you what worked for them. All these kids are so unique and different too, but to see families connected, I just feel like we all need those social connections. And one of our meetings, one of our parents brought a 26-year-old. Her first time to come, it was our holiday party, and she came up to me in tears at the end of the meeting saying, my son just made a friend. She said, he's never had a friend. in his entire life. She said, but they have a common interest. They both like basketball, and they connected on that. Now they're planning to get together. They've exchanged phone numbers. And just to think about the need we all have to have a friend and to think of someone, and I have adults that are diagnosed as adults that come to our meetings who will say part of the why they're getting involved is they've never had a friend, and they're 40 years old or 50 years old. The rate of autism, the CDC has just done a study on adults, 1 in 45 adults. So we know that the children's rate is much more frequent than the 1 in 54 that was just released. So. Yeah. That social piece and connection piece, I think, is the critical thing we bring in addition to sharing hope with these families. I had a parent who came to a meeting with a 10-year-old who came to me afterwards and said, I don't know if you know, but I've been very depressed. I can't sleep at night. I'm starting to feel like I'm crazy. She said, because I'm so worried about what's going to happen to him when he grows up, when he becomes an adult. And we had a panel of parents with adult children talking to other parents to say, if I only knew then what I know now, things you wouldn't have worried about as much, all the therapy, whatever it might be. And she said to me, thank you so much for having this tonight, because tonight I can go home and sleep. I think I have hope now. And I could barely hold it together at that point. But when I went home, I said to my husband, you know what? That's why I do what I do.
Yeah. That might be the great. We have a new.
That was bellworthy.
We have a new leader in the clubhouse of the greatest bell moment on the show. Claire, I'm going to ask you a question that might be unfair. And if it is, please scold me. Michael, ring the bell for there's not a bell. There's a buzzer sound or a horn that will penalize me. This group started by the Gwinnett County school system kind of saying, hey, we want it to be parent led, but has always supported. You've had supportive churches, you've had supportive businesses, you've had support from the community. If you could speak to the people who haven't yet really engaged with autism, with someone on the spectrum, maybe they acknowledge it, but they've not really gotten involved. They've not really, you know, what would you like to tell a room full of people who haven't yet really engaged with the spectrum and with autism and people with autism? What would you like them to know?
Okay. Really, they are people just like you. They may see the world a little differently. They may communicate a little differently, but they may not look you in the eye, but they are listening. And they feel just like you do. They hear what you're saying, even if they may not be able to respond. And just to be kind and to be welcoming. I love seeing local businesses right now hiring individuals with autism. We're actually so excited about how many Gwinnett businesses are hiring people right now. And they don't know what they're doing. They'll tell you, we're learning as we go. We're learning to have more patience. We're learning that maybe they can't do as many tasks as fast to break things down. Well, we're going to teach them how to do that. We're putting together a training just for local businesses. We're going to have an event November 6th. It's going to be the Starshine Gala, and we're going to recognize those shining stars in our community that are hiring people with autism, and we're going to inspire them and encourage them and give them some awards and recognition for that.
And I've heard people that have hired autism folks with autism that they are some of the best workers out there.
Absolutely.
Very focused.
They're on time. They don't miss work. And my manager over at my local Culver says they don't even steal from me. So I said, not one I thought of, but they're so honest. Yes. So they make great employees.
We've had groups on organizations, nonprofits that are similar to yours. And then sometimes some of the people that are participating age out of the system. That never happens, it sounds like, with Spectrum, where, you know, you get to a certain age, you're 30 years old now, we've got to kick you out. Seems like the support is always there. Would that be an accurate statement?
We cover the entire lifespan, and our fastest growing programs right now are our programs for adults. Yeah. They want to meet every week. They desperately need those friendships and connections, and we are still teaching them social skills, which is very interesting that they are still learning how do you start a conversation in a group where you don't know anyone at the age of 25. We have a women's only program because we learned that more and more women are being diagnosed with autism, and often as adults they're finding out because they were overlooked, because women tend to be more social and know how to mask more. They know how to imitate maybe social skills, but they might be that odd one in the group. And then as they get older, they start realizing they don't have friends. They're depressed. They start connecting with people. They relate to someone else with autism. And then they think, maybe I have autism. So we have a lot of women's only groups going as well.
You mentioned earlier, again, where our guest is Claire Dees, the executive director with Spectrum Autism Support Group. You touched upon a couple of your bigger events earlier. As we do the podcast today, I know you have one coming up soon that you wanted to talk about. Let's talk about what's coming up with your group.
Okay, thank you. So the Georgia Race for Autism, I mentioned earlier, we are hopeful that it will be a face-to-face event at the Gwinnett Fairgrounds on October 3rd. We have over 2,500 people typically come out, so we're not sure yet if that's going to be able to all be face-to-face, but we're looking at a lot of virtual components or a hybrid model, and I'm still excited about it. We have a lot of sponsors on board already, and we do a lot of social media buzz. This is a great event for the entire community, but it does attract primarily families with children with autism. We have a resource fair with vendors, over 80 to 100 vendors. We have Family Fall Festival going on with pony rides and bounce houses and hayride and petting zoo, fun stuff. It's a great day. We have 5K, 10K, okay. 1 mile, a tot trot, and a 100-yard dash. So there is something for every age and ability level.
So what I love is you can go and be healthy and run. You can also go and stuff your face with food. It sounds
right.
Like
you don't have to be a runner. It's the whole family.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
It's a family event.
From 8 to 12. So GeorgiaRaceForAutism.com is the website if you want to learn more about that event and get involved. Now, the biggest thing right now, I hope you'll let me share this, is we have been nominated for a contest with Regions Bank called Make a Difference. What a difference a day makes. And if you go to doingmoretoday.com, you can vote for Spectrum every single day for the rest of June to help us win $5,000. We have already gotten a lot of votes. We're in second place out of 11. We need you guys to all vote on every device you have.
All right, where do
every
they go?
Day.
Say it again.
Doingmoretoday.com.
Doingmoretoday.com.
Please consider helping us with that.
Dare I ask who's in first place? I don't want to run anybody else down.
I don't even want to talk about
they're
them.
They're all worthy causes, right?
It's a small school in Tennessee called the Madonna School, and they are rocking it. And they figured out, use every device. And on your device, you can go to DuckDuckGo, or you can change your server, and you can get an extra vote in.
It's
so,
not cheating, right?
Well, evidently not, but they're winning right now. Oh. So we are about 800 votes behind right now, so we would love any attention. Our people are great at voting, and so we're hopeful that we could win it. We've been best of Gwinnett the last 2 years, all just people voting, you know. So
I love it.
We got to do it the right way. For those that would like to know more about Spectrum, where can they get that information?
They can go to atl-spectrum.com. And you can find everything on our website about anything I've talked about today.
Mike, I'd like to ask permission, and it is not bell-worthy at all, but I want to encourage our listeners to do some. Obviously, they need to get involved with Spectrum if any way they can, whether it's sponsoring, whether it's volunteering. For anybody that is wanting to do a little bit more research on autism, there's actually a show that is fairly entertaining. And as someone who has a son high functioning on the spectrum, it's also very insightful. It's a show called Atypical on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's not a G-rated show. I'll go ahead and say that. But it, as the father of someone on the spectrum, I just find that show so insightful, funny, tear worthy at times, so proud of things. It's just great show. So that's my little testimonial. Certainly get involved, but if you want to be entertained while also gaining insight, and Claire's smiling,
great tip.
Yeah, great little show. So thank you for supporting my
was that bell worthy?
Not compared to her answer gave earlier. So no, we'll put that away.
All right, great. One last time, the website.
atl-spectrum.com.
Claire, thank you for coming by. Keep up the great work, and thanks for sharing all the great work you're doing. And we look forward to keeping tabs on you and staying in touch and learning more as you go along here.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed this so much.
Claire Dees, Executive Director with Spectrum Autism Support Group here on Business Radio X.